This week is Parshas Devarim. It's also called Parshas Chazon. It's the last Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, and of course, our heads and our hearts are in that direction. Rav Zev Lef speaks about a pasuk in our Haftarah. Yodea Shor Koinehu, the shor, the ox, knows who its master is. The chamor, and the donkey, knows avus ba'alav. He knows where his grain is coming from. He understands that his master is the one who is feeding him. In contrast, Yisrael lo yada. Yisrael does not know. Ami lo hispanan. My nation didn't pay attention, didn't contemplate, didn't think properly. My nation didn't have the proper hispananus. The Rambam says that the purpose of fast days is so that we should realize that things don't just happen, but if they're calamities, it's because of something that we did. And if it's something that I did, it's something I need to correct. And if it's something I didn't do, meaning it's a calamity that didn't happen to me, but of course on Tisha B'Av we spend time thinking and learning and discussing all of our calamities, from the very first one, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, through to the Chorban of the Crusades and the Chorban of the Cossacks, the Chorban of Gerush Svarad, the expulsion from Spain, and of course the most recent one, the Chorban of Europe. And all these are in the past, but if they haven't been fixed yet, meaning we don't have our Beis HaMikdash yet, it means that there are still things that we need to fix because it hasn't been improved yet. We're still in the same matzav. And he says that these two animals are a mashal to the problems, the roots of the problems that have put us into galus, the ox and the chamar. The basic problem is that we didn't contemplate. Lo hispanan. The Rav Shaul Salanter says that the longest distance in the world is the distance between the heart and the mind. That means that we see things, we know things, we can even understand things, but it doesn't shake us, it doesn't change us, it doesn't move us, it doesn't get us to do the things that we are meant to be doing. The Nesiva says that in Echa, each time it tells us that there was a tragedy, it tells us why the tragedy happens and gives us time to pause, to contemplate and think about what we did wrong. It's very clear. Sometimes it's not so clear. Sometimes we don't know what the problem is. We're trying to figure out what is it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you want from us. But sometimes we are very well aware where we are lacking. And yet, despite the fact that we seem to be dealing with one really earth-shaking event after another, we're still in our very relaxed mode. And we need to be mispoinein. There's a difference between a shor and a chamar. The shor, the ox, is there to help mankind bring out any potential to actuality, which means that a shor works hard in plowing, in helping with the farming, in helping with the gathering, the harvesting. He drags the machinery that gets the plants out of the ground. That he does the work. The shor knows who he is working hard for. And again, the purpose of the shor is to bring out from potential to actuality. But we didn't do this. We don't realize that we're put into this world to do something productive for our master. We don't know our master. Yodea shor koinehu, the shor knows who he's working for and works. And we don't. A chamar is different. A chamar is just chomer. Chomer is materialism. Chomer is all the supplies that we use to help us to get what we want. So the chamar is not the hard worker. The chamar is there to help out, to be an ezer. It's a side animal. The job of the Jew is to use the chomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a tremendous amount of good and materialism, different types of food and different types of produce and different types of clothing and housing and all this stuff, all this chomer is meant to help us become the people that we're meant to be. And we're supposed to take control over our chomer, over our materialism, and use it for the proper things. Instead, we enjoy the food, we enjoy the chomer, we enjoy our houses, we enjoy our vacations, and we forget who is giving it to us and why. Although the donkey is not smart enough to know who his master is or care, he is smart enough to know where his food comes from. But we haven't even reached the level of the chamor because we're blind and we don't pay attention to who's giving us the good. And instead of using all that good to bring the world to its tachlis, we get lost in the good. We get lost in the chomer. So therefore, the two roots to review of our downfall are when we forget who our master is, and instead of spending the time fulfilling our tafkid and doing the right thing, we do our own thing, and we make our own decisions, and we use our own seichel, and we don't know our master. And instead of realizing the source of all our material good, we get lost in all the good that we have, and instead of taking control over it, we allow it to take control over us. This is the Shabbos where we wait for Mashiach. We always wait for Mashiach, but this is the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, always. Say, Parshas Devarim is always the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. And I think this year we're different Jews than we were last year, Shabbos Chazayin. We're in a particularly difficult tkufa, and we're desperate to see some clarity, some hope. It says that Mashiach will come riding on his chamor, which means that he will have the power over his chomrius and understand that he'll get to that point of understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a life and a world to do something with it. And that's when Mashiach is going to come, when we gain control over it. The Haftarah of Tisha B'Av concludes that the wise man should not glorify himself with his wisdom. The strong man should not glorify himself with his strength. The rich man with his wealth. Only understanding and knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worthy of glorification. In the words of the Pasuk from Yirmiyahu, again from the Haftarah of Tisha B'Av, Koyama Hashem, Al Yishalel Chacham B'Chachmasai, Va'al Yishalel Hagibor B'Gvurasai, Va'al Yishalel Asher B'Ashrai, a strong person, a wise person, a wealthy person, these are all not reasons to glorify yourself. Ki'im Bazois Yishalel HaMishalel. If a person wants to truly reach the level where it's appropriate to glorify himself, Haskel v'yadeya oisi. Spend time to be mispainin, spend time to know who I am, ki ani Hashem, I am Hashem, oise chesed mishpat utztaka ba'aretz. This is, I am the source of it all, I am the purpose of it all, I am the reason for it all, I'm the reason that you're here. Stop wasting time. There are so many things that we rely on. We rely on our seichel to tell us what to do. We make decisions, but sometimes we're not mispainin and we miss the point. But we come up with all kinds of theories and justifications for our actions, and we need to realize that no, don't rely on human wisdom, and don't rely on your human strength, and don't rely on our wealth. They are given to us for our purpose, to do good and to be good. So the Pasuk says, Haskel v'yadeya oisi, take your wisdom and understand what we are meant to be doing and pay attention to who's giving you all the good and know me. Use your opportunities well. Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. A Moed usually means a Chag, meaning all of our happy holidays are called Moadim, right? All of our joyous celebrations, they are Moadim. So what's Tisha B'Av called a Moed? In general, it's a confusing month because we know Av is a month of mourning. But by next week, it's going to be Shabbos Nachamu, followed by the quasi-yontav of Tu B'Av, of which it's said that there have never been such good days for Klal Yisrael like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. It's called Av, but it's also called Menachem Av. And we can explain it by saying that a Moed is a Ve'ida. A Ve'ida comes from the Sharish, the same Sharish, a Va'ad, which means a meeting. We are meeting. We are meeting with our Av, with our Father. Sometimes those meetings are just joyous, but sometimes the job of a father is to redirect us. Both are good, important, valuable. We're being directed in a direction that's going to get us to our ultimate goal. So we look at Tisha B'Av, yes, as a very sad day, but also as an opportunity to meet our Father and to get that redirection that we need. Av can also stand for Arur, cursed, and Baruch, blessed. There are two aspects to this month. May we be zeiche that the month of Av, Menachem Av, turned to a month of just Baruch, and that we celebrate the Moed of Tisha B'Av in Yerushalayim.